Breaking news, the world has come to an end. Hold on a minute. Scientists have just discovered there are lots of natural disasters all over the world.
We're on the way to America to find out more. Scientists have discovered that tornado is on the way.
Make sure you seek shelter.
Hello, it's news reporter TS here reporting live from a field in West Florida. I'm here with three traumatized witnesses who are about to tell their story of how they nearly got consumed by a raging tornado.
I can't even believe what just happened. I almost got sucked up by a tornado.
Sean, Emily, what are you all stressed about?
What do you mean what were you all stressed about, Maisie? A tornado nearly ate us all alive.
Don't worry, ma'am. We're going to help you. But do you mind if I ask a few questions now?
Ask questions about what?
The tornado. Do you remember anything since you fainted?
Oh, she's gone again. Anyway, the question everybody's been wanting to know is, how did you feel when you saw the tornado?
I was so frightened that I froze. I couldn't believe what was happening.
I just knew to get out for there.
Sorry, but that's all the time we have now. Back to you in the studio.
Now an interruption from NDS.
Go to your nearest emergency computer and visit endoftheworld.com and get 50% off of bunkers. For example, bunkers with extra protection and fully stocked with supplies to last a lifetime.
Take 6 weeks to deliver and 1 week to build.
We'll bring you more on the tornado as it happens. News just in! There's been a volcanic eruption in Hawaii.
Hi, I'm here live in Hawaii reporting a suspected volcanic eruption due to volcanic gases evaporating from the peak of the volcano. Now on to reporter Dylan reporting live from the capital city of Hawaii, Honolulu. Yes, I am here in Honolulu, and just about 5 kilometers from here, a volcano is smoking volcanic gases. Small pieces of rubble have been seen flying into the city. Now back to the studio.
Yes, we have reports that the people of Honolulu have been evacuated due to multiple rocks coming from the peak of the volcano. Now to reporter Tommy, who is watching from the volcano.
I am here in Honolulu and I have seen lots of smoke and ashes fall down on the town below, and people currently in their cars making their way to safety. Back to the studio.
Now for an advert from Stop Screaming.
Are you sick and tired of hearing the screaming of people running away from disasters? Just visit stopscreaming.com today for some peace and quiet. Visit our website now at stopscreaming.com.
Stay safe, Tommy. We are now going live to reports of wildfires.
Hi, I have recently arrived at the states of New South Wales in Australia to report about the wildfire here. Ugh, I hate my job.
Wildfires occur when it is hot and dry. It usually spreads in forests. Animals have been forced to flee their home because of the fire. If you want to lend a hand, become a koala nanny today.
G'day, mate. The reason why wildfires are most commonly in Australia are because of the droughts.
Where's the water?
Ah! On fire! Help!
Oh, we appear to have lost connection. Now to reports of a tsunami in Indonesia.
Thanks, Tyson.
Breaking news. Dead on 10 o'clock in the morning, we are witnessing a tsunami hitting a town in Indonesia.
We are currently in a helicopter while fellow investigators Oliver and Poppy are investigating from below, while me and Liam are having a bird's eye view of the tsunami. Give me another slice.
Over to fellow investigators that have the view of the land while dodging the tsunami, Oliver and Poppy.
I have been stranded on the roof of my hotel. The wave has caused so much damage and everywhere is flooded.
We are interrupting this news broadcast to bring you a message from Tesco.
Come here now for the end of the world sale and get your life jacket. It only costs $999,999. Oh, wait, what? I've just been told it only costs £9.99. What a deal.
See your local store. This flotation device may not work, so no returns.
You are back with Oliver. I've managed to climb to high ground where I'm pretty sure I can see a well. Back to...
Quick, take cover!
Luke.
The wave is estimated 28 metres high and 50 metres long. The water is destroying everything. We'll keep you updated if anything happens. For now, back to the studio.
More on the tsunami as it happens. Now for some top tips on survival.
Hi, thank you for joining us to listen to some top tips on how to survive these world-ending disasters.
And now, three tips on how to survive a tsunami.
Number one, don't hide underground as you may get trapped. You should sit in a boat as they float.
Number two, if you see a huge wave coming towards you in the distance, don't stand there and watch. Get to high ground far away as possible.
Number three, and remember anything close to the coast could end up miles away, so...
Don't forget to wave goodbye to your city.
Next up, we have three tips on how to survive a landslide.
Take an early sign seriously, as landslides can in a matter of minutes.
If you feel any vibrations in the ground, take cover.
If you think that there'll be a landslide, then move away straight away.
Just rock and roll!
And now three tips on how to survive a tornado.
Get underground into a bunker or basement.
If there is a funnel in the distance, then run away.
Sorry, but that is all we have time for. Back to the studio.
Some great advice there. Thank you. We are now receiving reports of a rock slide. Oh no!
We're in a small area in Russia, North Ossetia. Concerning noises are behind me right now. Moving on to Seren to tell you more.
As we were saying, there is currently a rock slide warning going off and the local villagers are scared out of their skins. It's almost like they're falling apart.
The rocks have begun to crash down. We just had a message come through that a couple were caught in the rock slide dust and they are struggling to breathe.
If you can still hear me right now, all of the emergency service crew are on their way in a helicopter, going to rescue the remaining people alive.
The landslide of rocks and mud have now destroyed some building. It's now reaching up to 7 feet tall.
The rock slide has started to slow down, not making as many people injured. The hospitals are already full and the streets of Ossetia are now empty.
The town is destroyed. The death count is all the way up to 24. What a tragic moment.
Russia is in silence.
With more tragic stories to come, back to you guys.
Now an advert from Rock and Roll Studios. Do you want to walk for a rock slide? Do you enjoy walking to a heavy beat? Well, get your metal umbrella here at Rock and Roll Studios.
There's no guarantee it works, no refunds.
Sounds like this rock slide is going to be a rocky ride. Now, on to reports of an earthquake.
Thank you, Archie. We have had reports of an earthquake these last 24 hours.
We are currently now experiencing an aftershock. Over to Darcy for more of the main event.
Scientists have confirmed that the earthquake was 7.2 magnitude.
Several buildings have collapsed throughout Japan.
Unfortunately, the death count is 15 and many injuries have been recorded.
Now that buildings have collapsed, it has caused many side effects for many people to be homeless and hotels have opened their doors for them to stay.
The government have been talking about remodelling buildings as they have been knocked down.
As you can tell, this earthquake has been life-changing.
Thank you, and now back to the studio.
That is all we have time for as we are heading to our bunker. See you next time, that's if the studio is still standing. And now I have really got to run. Goodbye and good luck.
Thank you.